USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving for Camp David on Saturday, President Trump says he called off a planned retaliatory strike against Iran because it would have caused as many as 150 casualties. The president said he plans on moving forward with more sanctions on Iran.
We're putting additional sanctions on. They're going on slowly and in some cases actually pretty rapidly. But Iran, additional sanctions are being put on Iran.
Presidential candidates are wooing Democratic voters in South Carolina this weekend, a crucial primary state where most of the Democratic voters are black. A CBS poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden holding a steady lead with 73% of the African-American vote.
Whomever the Democratic nominee is, we have to stay together and elect a Democrat president of the United States of America.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The U.S. State Department has released its annual International Religious Freedom Report. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Over the years, the State Department's annual report on religious freedom has proven to be critical for the shaping of U.S. policy and priorities when dealing with other countries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes because our own Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has freedom of religion as the first freedom in the First Amendment. This issue should be important to every American.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
I'm John Clemens.
Seven motorcyclists were killed and three others were injured when they collided with a pickup truck that was going in the opposite direction on a New Hampshire highway. The crash happened on Highway 2 in Randolph, New Hampshire, and the highway remains closed as accident reconstruction experts are working to reconstruct the accident to try to figure out what happened and continue to investigate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is spending his Saturday at Camp David. Now, before leaving, the president spoke to reporters and was asked about some of the people that will be deported on Sunday.
Yeah, these are people that came into the country illegally. They've been served. They've gone through a process of the courts, and they have to be removed from the country. They will be removed from the country. It's having a very big effect on the border, the fact that we're taking them out. The people that came into the country illegally are going to be removed from the country. Everybody knows that. It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. And, again, everybody that came into the country illegally will be brought out of the country very legally. Now, with that being said, the border is in much better shape. Mexico is doing a good job. We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
And finally, a Michigan lottery winner must share the $38 million he won with his ex-wife, even though they were in the process of divorcing when he bought the ticket. The man had filed for divorce back in 2011, but nothing was finalized. So what they did is they took the $38 million, which is what the man won with that winning lottery ticket after taxes, and they had to split it equally between the man and woman because nothing was settled and the divorce was not finalized. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.